going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Wilmer hits a high drive to left. It is out of here. And the Giants take the lead.
Oh, heck yeah.
Let's go. We get a Kipe call on a Tuesday morning? I'm mad at it. NBC Sports Bay Area, Dwayne Kuiper on the call. Giants, 5-2 win over the Milwaukee, which is, of course, Algonquin for the good land. The Brew Crew, 5-2. Giants get off the schneid there after losing 2 of 3 to the Angels, and they were losers of 3 or 4 prior to that. They improved to 15-8. Wilmer Flores gets a home run. Camilo Doval gets the save. And I say
Yay!
Good morning to Joe Shasky. I say good morning to Carter Chickering, newly married Carter. Sam Lubman in the back. All of you just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school, the week. It's sunny. It was beautiful yesterday in the Bay. I know you had baseball practice, Joe. I'm sure it was exciting. I'm sure it was fun. And summer is approaching, and that means baseball is approaching. And why not talk some Giants ball? When they win, we will talk about it. And we're talking about it now. We'll get into the Golden State Warriors. A big game tomorrow, right here on 95.7 The Game, obviously. Trying to go up 2-0. On the Houston Rockets. We got draft week going on this week for the 49ers. We're going to some Niners talk at some point. Is George Kittle going to report to OTAs? Apparently him and the Niners are at odds with a new contract. I guess Fred Warner wants a new contract. And all that baked into it is the quarterback, who obviously wants to get paid as well, and that's Brock Purdy.
Oh, no.
So there's a lot happening in the Bay. Good morning.
Good morning. It is, it's a great time right now in sports.
It's a great time out?
I mean, it really is. It really is a great time in sports. And, boy, I've been just doing some deep diving on my draft prospects.
We were just doing right before the show behind the show, a lot of draft talk
100%.
This morning.
Yeah. And so, you know, I usually come late to the party. Others are always, you know, digging real deep when it comes to these prospects. I have my favorites. I have those that I like and I don't like, and we will get to those at some point this week. I'm really fired up for the Niners, but everything's up in the air with them. And, like, who's coming to camp? Who's not? And, God, we're doing this again. Let's get into the Giants, though, to start. Because last night's game, I like talking about games. The games that happen. The Giants have been one of the best stories in sports right now in terms of them kind of coming out of nowhere. And because of the Warriors being as popular and the rejuvenation it feels like Jimmy Butler has provided, the organization, the, you know, lifeline to Steph Curry, it's kind of clouded what has been a great first month for the San Francisco Giants. If I was scripting a great month for Buster Posey, it would look something like this, where, you know, you've been resilient, you've won in a variety of ways. Guys that you've hung on to that maybe people were kind of sick and tired of have been key contributors. Mike Yastrzemski, Wilmer Flores, are you kidding me? Last night, Camilo Doval, who I'll admit, I'm, you know, have done the full circle on him. I loved him. I was like, what's going on with him? Let's trade him. I want to move him for anything. And now I'm all the way back around of, I'm starting to love him again. And I look at, you know, the way that they've been winning games, it feels like it's a different person every single night. They're a fun team. Like, they truly are a fun team. And they're one of the more positive stories in baseball right now.
They are fifth in Major League Baseball in runs batted in. They can hit the ball. And you know what I like about this team? Use the word resilient. They answer back quickly,
yeah,
more often than not. So another team scores and they jump up to a lead. You know what? Quick answer. Whether it's one run, whether it's two, you don't have to get them all back at once. But just having that quick response is so much different than what we've seen the last few years. When they get down early, they get, all right, so this game's going to get away from us. All right, well, let's go to player X in the bullpen because I don't know his name. You don't know his name, but we're going to go to him because this is going to be a bullpen game, right? It's been so refreshing to actually see names that I'm familiar with and them just sticking around. Whether that is William, Flores, whether that is, you know, the Willie Adames who's playing his old team, right? Whether it is Matt Chapman, Robbie Ray, who's obviously won a Cy Young in the past, who's been up and down. I thought it was a gutsy performance yesterday, but it hasn't been the best I've seen from him. But it was nice to see Hayden Birdsong go out there, grind it out three innings. And you know what? I know you've been very high on him. You've been fan number one when it comes to one Hayden Birdsong. And you know what? He keeps doing this. Maybe he will have an opportunity to get back into the rotation at some point, the starting rotation, that is. But I know he's having fun. 4 Ks yesterday, three innings pitched, only allowed one hit, a couple walks, but you know what? Nothing too bad. And Doval, like, we were talking about this yesterday when it comes to closers. It used to be you knew all the closers.
Johnny Wetland.
Right? You knew them.
Mariano Rivera, Trevor Hoffman.
Grant Balfour, Jim, yes, Johnson, right?
Even that era, absolutely.
Just random. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it feels like, whether it's this new iteration of just, you know, closer by committee, which is what it feels like. Oh, Kenley Jansen's, right? Like, those guys are fading out. The Craig Kimbrels, right? I don't even know if he's on a team anymore.
The
Papelbons, like, it's few and far between, so, like, I'm not going to be super concerned, like, oh, they don't have a solidified closing role. It would be nice to have one, but, you know, if it's a Ryan Walker here or if it's a Camilo Duvall here or there, just get the damn win and get the damn save, and then we'll figure it out down the line. Mm-hmm. That's all I care about. So for him to get that confidence, as you've alluded to, was huge yesterday in 5-2 win, and they get the three-out save there in the ninth inning. It was just nice to see a nice ballpark. It was beautiful. Like, watching the game last night, it was just a beautiful night at the ballpark, too, on a Monday.
And it really feels like the fans have picked some players that they like. It feels like Jung-Hoo Lee, this first month, has been exactly what the doctor ordered for him. You know, when you miss almost the entire year last year, and you hurt yourself the way that he did with the shoulder, you're kind of zapped of getting to know the guy.
Yeah.
And it feels like this first month, he's been their best player.
Well, anytime you sign a player to a fat contract, and then he barely plays and gets hurt.
And you've never seen him, and he's coming from the KBO.
Correct. And you know nothing about the guy. It's like,
right?
Well, okay, that's great. It's not good. Yeah, that's not good.
No.
And that's not fair to Jung-Hoo Lee, obviously, but it's just a fan's perspective. It's like, great, you spent all this money. Mm-hmm. When we want guys like Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto, you get Jung-Hoo? Yeah, WHO, I don't know who this guy is, but all of a sudden this year he's become a fan favorite. You know why? Because he's contributing to wins.
Yeah.
That's what matters. And he has a flair for the dramatic. He does.
He really does. Defensively, he's been excellent out there. His arm is really good. For me, offensively, what I've been really just kind of blown away with, he just barrels up a lot of balls. He's not a guy that hits weak contact. He may not be hitting, you know, 500-foot home runs or anything like that, but he just line drives the ball all over the place. He puts together good at-bats. He knows how to foul off with two strikes. I'm just very impressed with him. He's a really nice player. You know, they've gotten off to this hot start, and it feels like Logan Webb hasn't even had any real signature wins, even though he's pitched out of his mind. The other night, he had 12 strikeouts, no walks, and he gets the loss, and he's reliving the Matt Cain experience.
I keep seeing the Matt Cain memes. Like,
unreal.
You just see him on your feed if you're on Twitter. It's just like, oh, well, that means just they lost, and it was Logan Webb who gave up a one run or two
runs.
It's
unreal.
It's unreal, and it was just one run at that point against the Angels, who took two or three against the Giants. But the Giants, they keep winning, and you know what? You know where they're at for all that wins, all those that pace? third place in the NL West because it's just a stacked division. Yeah, but you know what? I don't care about that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care about that.
I'm with you.
You just keep playing your game, whether you win the division or not. There's that third wild card spot now. So none of that really matters as far as I'm concerned. And just keep winning and good things happen. And you know what? I don't care if we're talked about nationally at all. I'd rather stay under the radar. Let the Padres, let the Dodgers, let the Mets, they can get all the coverage they want in the NL, and I'll just slide on the radar like I've done in 2010, 2012, 2014, and then we sprung up on anyone. Not saying they're winning World Series, people, but that was the recipe. No one talked about them until they had to.
No, and quite frankly, I feel like the rotation, which I thought was going to be a strength of the team, has been kind of disappointing. Maybe I had too high expectations.
That's the thing. I thought that was going to be one of their strong points this year, and it's been kind of like, well, I could say their weak link, but it definitely hasn't been one of their strengths, that's for sure.
No, it really hasn't. And so I'm just looking at it right now. Like I think that they're in a really good spot. Willy Adames has done almost nothing. You know, love the guy, but he's done almost nothing.
It's early.
Matt Chapman has been feast or famine, which is kind of the Matt Chapman experience. Yeah. You've got nothing from Lamont Wade Jr. I mean, when I mean nothing, I mean nothing. Going into yesterday's game, he was 5 for 55, batting under 100, okay? The catcher position, and Bailey got a hit yesterday. I mean, he's 175, I want to say, batting average right now with an under 200 OBP. So you look at it, and you're like, shortstop, your production has been bottom five in Major League Baseball. First base, your production has been bottom two in Major League Baseball. Catcher spot, I'm talking about offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Catcher spot, even though he's been great defensively, Bailey, he's been bottom three, and him and Huff behind the plate. So, like, all of that is happening where you're winning games and really you haven't been firing on all cylinders offensively. So I think if you had four or five guys just tearing the cover off the ball, I'd be like, they're going to come back down to earth. They can play a lot better offensively.
They can. 888-957-9570. That's the number to...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects to
strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We got Anthony Slater coming up at 8:30 today, our Warriors insider for The Athletic. And that's going to be courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Anthony Slater, doing a hell of a job covering this team all season long. Warriors up 1-0 over the Houston Rockets, looking to put a chokehold on this series early, going up 2-0, and then come back for Game 3 at Chase Center this Saturday. That would be a massive, massive win, and a massive game tonight on the other side, where you're going to be playing the winner, if the Warriors do advance, of this series between the Lakers and the T-Wolves. That's going to be tonight. I'm sure a lot of us are going to be locked in on that game to see if the Timberwolves can go up 2-0 in that series and go back to Minnesota and put a chokehold on that series. That would be something. And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming on those platforms, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. Giants win, and they improved to 15-8 on the season. And you know what? I know a lot of people, baseball, it's not their thing right now, because a lot of them are, let's be honest, Warriors fans in this area. That's basketball. We're in playoff mode. We're in playoff mindset. But I do think it's important to celebrate when teams are actually playing well.
Especially when, like, we've dumped on them for what feels like 4 years in a row.
Years. We've been just crapping all over them in the Farhan Zaidi era. And this is different. It does feel a little different. And it's a breath of fresh air. And we will celebrate it. Do we have to talk about them for 4 hours? No, but it's important to talk about them when they are playing well. Because, sooner or later, the Warriors season will end at one point, and we will be talking about the Giants. No, this is just... seriously, it'll end, hopefully, much later rather than sooner, the Warriors season on. Maybe it'll be a championship, and you know what? We'll be talking about dubs into the summer, but I want to be able to talk about dubs and Giants at one point. And we are going to be talking about the 49ers, because there is huge things happening in Santa Clara.
No doubt.
Starting today.
And one thing about the Giants right now that, it's gone so under the radar. Like, the Jimmy thing has just, it's taken over the area. Would we all agree? Right? Like,
Jimmy mania has swept.
Yeah, right.
San Francisco.
And when you combine
Oakland,
Jimmy with Steph, obviously that's going to be the headliner, and it's going to engulf any other topic. I mean, it's so big right now in Warrior Land. Has anyone even brought up, around here, like the Purdy contract situation? Not really. We're talking about the quarterback of the freaking Niners.
Yeah.
I mean, like, outside of the best player on the Lakers, right, or the best player on the Cowboys, or the best player on the Yankees, like, the best player at the best position at the Niners, like, that is a glamour spot.
Yeah.
We can all acknowledge that. So it's engulfed everything, Jimmy and Steph, rightfully so. I've just enjoyed, on a Monday night when there's not a Warrior game. And there's not anything in particular. And I was casually watching Nuggets Clippers and Pistons Knicks. I flip on the Giants. I'm like, dude, this team's fun. They're middle of the pack in terms of stolen bases, which I couldn't say the last 5 years. They do strike out a lot. They're a top five team in terms of the amount of times that they strike out. They hit a lot of doubles, though. And to me, it's not just hitting gap shots. It's also the speed on the team has been elevated. And They play a fun brand of baseball where it feels like there's actually a cat and mouse game going on between, whoever gets on first base and the pitcher, because you can only throw over three times. Defensively, they've been good. That's fun. They've been kind of an adventure in terms of the starting rotation, and so you don't know what you're going to get on any given day. The bullpen has been better than advertised in for the most part. I know the Ryan Walker game over the weekend has been something that left a lot of people frustrated. But, you're seeing Tyler Fitzgerald, a young player, kind of, settle in. You've seen Jung-Hoo Lee, a guy they signed to a big deal, really settle in. Mike Yastrzemski, playing good ball right now. Now, Elliot Ramos has been up and down. Defensively, he's been outstanding. And he does, top three in the team in hits, and he plays every single day. He's been good. Willy Adames defensively has been good. Offensively, I think he can be better. There are a lot of really fun stories right now. And so just casually turning the Giants on a Monday night and checking in on them, it's not a task to watch them. They're actually fun.
And brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And if you're catching a Giants game, you know what? Why not go to Laughing Monk if it's a day game? Just hang out. Go to Sunnyvale. Go to San Francisco. Go to the Gastro Pub. All of that. So shout out Sam Kadiri and Laughing Monk.
And they got a player who pitched last night out of the bullpen. And he's really basically, he's kind of, not that he's done the reverse of Jonathan Kuminga, but we talk so much about talent, right? In all these sports, whether it's the NFL, where I have all these talk about, do you take the highest ceiling prospect?
Well, that's literally what this series is against the Houston Rockets. It feels like we're going up against all the prospects,
all
right?
All the prospects, right? And you could see talent, Amen Thompson. You can clearly see the guy's got a lot of talent.
Yes.
Right? Now, will he ever reach that potential? We'll see. Right? There's a guy on the Giants who was not highly touted, who I think has as much talent as anyone in their entire system, and that includes Bryce Eldridge. This kid, Hayden Birdsong,
is
just incredible.
You do.
I mean, he really understands how to pitch. Command, hitting locations. He's got a beautiful two-seam. He's got multiple breaking pitches. He understands how to pitch from behind, meaning when he's down in the count, how to pitch when he's ahead in the count, not giving a guy something that he can barrel up. He's accepted his role in coming out of the bullpen, and we haven't heard boo-hoo from him. You don't see any bad body language. Hayden Birdsong is going to be a star. I don't know at what point. I think this guy has 15-win potential or more, which in the modern era is like 20 to 25 wins, 15-plus win potential as a starting player in the rotation for years to come. That's how good I think this guy is. I think he's so good, he might knock Logan Webb off one day in the near future as your quote-unquote
wow.
ace.
That's high praise right there.
No, Logan Webb's, how highly I think of this kid.
Logan Webb's literally been a Cy Young finalist these last few years.
Awesome.
He's been incredible.
I don't say it lightly.
You don't say that lightly. No, absolutely not. And I trust your judgment when it comes to this Giants team. You're one of the biggest Giants fans I know. And Hayden Birdsong.
Nasty.
And Hayden Birdsong was a baller last year. Now, he got him, Harrison, they struggled towards the end there, but they were rookies. Like, I was expecting that. But when I see the old guys still kind of struggling a little bit, when I see Robbie Ray struggle with his command, when I see Justin Verlander not being able to get through five innings, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, well, you got this young kid out there who showed himself, showed some moxie. He's got the stuff. He's throwing 96. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I would like to see some Hayden Birdsong in this starting rotation at some point this season. And you know what I like about him? He's buying into his role right now. Young player, buying into your role, and that goes to the leadership, that goes to some of the guys that are the grizzled vets, like I just mentioned, the Verlanders of the world, the Robbie Rays, speaking to them, Bob Melvin, obviously, hey man, your time will come at some point this year. We may need you to fill in. And maybe if you ball out, you'll keep that role.
You know how, like, Kuminga had all the hype coming into the league? I'm talking about, and we're going cross sport here, but, like,
yeah. You
know how Kuminga had all the hype, and then, like, Pajemski was, like, kind of, like, flew under the radar?
Yeah.
And then we look at it now, a year and a half later, 2 years later, after Pajemski's drafted, and it's like, no, Pajemski clearly is better than his draft position.
Yeah.
And not Kuminga, he's a work in progress. Like, he's really rough around the edges. That would be the closest comparison I would make to Kyle Harrison and how he was viewed the last couple of years. And how Hayden Birdsong was viewed coming through the system. And I just see Hayden Birdsong, I'm like, you don't have to sell me on him. Like, I can buy in. Like, he's really good. He's a really good player. He can help you now and into the future. I think his ceiling is better in his sport than Pajemski. But, like, Kyle Harrison is a work in progress. I don't know if he'll ever be able to replicate that.
What?
Like, whatever that ceiling is that you think he has.
Sure. Well, and he came on, remember, so damn strong with that opening day, but his first start at AT&T.
It was electric.
Oracle. He was insane.
It was fun.
How many strikeouts did he have? 9, 10, something ridiculous. He was incredible. And obviously the De La Salle, all the storylines.
Local.
Everyone loved that. And I get it. But the Kuminga comp is fair because both of them right now are kind of out of sight, out of mind.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they're just kind of shoved to the side.
Have you even heard his name?
No.
He's in AAA.
I haven't heard of him.
And you know me, I follow the prospects. Joe, have you seen any videos from me sent to the group thread?
No. We're up against it. We're going to continue this conversation on the side. We will get to the Warriors and Rockets, I promise, because that is the game here in the Bay. It is tomorrow. We'll have all that coverage leading up to the game, after the game, all of it, all postseason long. Don't go anywhere. Warriors, Rockets, we got it all. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky. That's what's coming up with the game. It's going to be brought to you by Frontier Ford. You know what? We were tooting our own horn a little bit yesterday, rightfully so. There was an arrogance factor, I think, from Warriors fans. And then me, you know, tooting my own horn, saying, you know, I did call a sweep. Will they sweep? We shall see. I do think there is a great chance that they do. If they win tomorrow, they're going to go all out tomorrow. We'll talk to Anthony Slater at 8:30 about it. I mean, I just, that game and that series, I just think it is going to go how game one went more often than not. I don't think the Rockets are going to shoot that badly. But again, I don't think they're going to shoot the lights out either. It's going to be somewhere in between. And I know Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry are going to be more consistent than anything outside of Alper and Şengün, the Rockets throughout there. But in the meantime, we are talking some Giants. And we have a call, Joe. Did you know that? We have a call talking about the Giants.
Let's go.
Richie Rich. Livermore.
Well, my guy, Richie Rich, he knows ball.
Let's go. Richie Rich, what you got on the Gigantes? Good morning.
What's up, Spadone? Good morning, Shasky. What's up, my guy?
What's up,
bro? How you doing?
Happy Easter to you and your family.
You too, brother. You guys look beautiful, man. You know what? You clean up pretty damn good, Shasky. I like it, bud.
We're a lot of Irish today, Richard. We're a lot of green, a lot of Irish.
I try. Yeah. I try. What you got?
No, I love it. You know what? It's been, you know, Giants ball's been shadowed because of the playoffs, right? I get it. Warriors are hot, love it. But damn, we're off to a great start, dude. It feels so good to put the Giants game on and they're ahead or they come back. And to just know that you got a solid right fielder out there, it's not hit or miss, a center fielder, the shortstop position. I love it, dude. It's absolutely amazing. They're playing great ball. I do wish we get some more production out of Adames. I think because he's getting so much money, and it looks like he's reaching, right? Like, yeah. There's nothing worse. You coach ball, Shafty. I coach ball. There's nothing worse than when a batter gets on or a runner's on, and you're like, oh, man, you're not sure if they're going to get a hit or not, right? It's like, come on. But it's so early. I think it's going to come along. I'm not worried. But this is what I really want to talk about, right? First base. Come on, Wade. Oh, come. It's like, whatever. You even tried Casey Schmidt. When a team's balling like this, and any given day, someone's going to walk it off or get a run, they're just – the commodity is great. Please, why not call up Eldridge? Dude, what do you have to lose? Like, I know they're saving him, but at this point, it's like, dude, you're not getting much production out of first base. Call the kid up. Let him be a part of what this is happening right now. Let him vibe with them. I think you got nothing to lose. Call the kid up from Double A and let's roll, man. Like, let's go Giants. I love it. Warriors are going to take it to tomorrow, but I want to see Eldridge up, man. I think he needs to be a part of this. What do you think, Shasky?
Well, it's interesting you bring that name up because yesterday we did Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys.
The podcast
can find wherever you find podcasts, me and Sam Lubman.
Love it.
And I basically said to him, I said, hey, look, I get, and you can see right now, Lamont Wade Jr. comes up to the plate as the game is on here in the studio, and he comes into the game batting 0-91.
A crisp 0-91.
Okay. He's 5-for-55 this year. He has the one home run. They have some of the worst production in a variety of categories at first base. Just the position as a whole.
Yeah, the position as a whole. I'm just looking at Fangraphs right now, and they rank them. I know you don't like war, but it's a cumulative thing, too.
Yeah.
They are ranked 25th out of all teams in first base production. Total first base production. Lamont Wade, Wilmer Flores, whomever. It's not good.
Casey Schmidt. Yeah.
Herrera Encarnacion.
It's really bad. I mean, it's...
I just love saying that name. It's
there's
so
just... Look, like to put it bluntly, they have 11 hits. As a position, they have 11 hits.
The only teams behind them, the White Sox, who awful.
Yeah,
the Marlins
I'd
are there.
Be them.
Oh,
stop!
I'd stop.
The Rockies, and then you got the Reds and the Brewers who are there as well. But Rhys Hoskins, I think, is going to pick it up. Like that's a guy I can trust at first base more often than not.
So like, okay, Lamont Wade, is he a placeholder for now until Bryce? That's probably. But this is why I wanted to go get Paul Goldschmidt in the offseason. Mm. Now, Paul was going to go to a team that was probably more of a contender at this particular point in his career. But they needed a right-handed, power-hitting first baseman. The other guy that was out there, he ended up going to the Astros, was Christian Walker, right? Like, these are two guys that you could have plugged and played for a year or two at first base and at the DH spot. What are they going to do with Eldridge? Now, I asked that same question. Eldridge has really got to push the issue. He had a bad spring. A really bad spring. I believe he hasn't even played in an official Double A game yet. Sam, is that correct?
Because I was let me double check on that for you.
I was looking all over the internet. I couldn't find any official at bats for him, and so that is very unlikely. He's really young. I think it's really important that they get him right in terms of how they develop him. Right, you bring him up too soon, and he's not ready. And maybe he does look like Kyle Harrison. You know, like I get it. What's that, Sam?
Just really quick, he has not logged any at-bats this year because he has been on the injured list to start the season.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not ideal.
No.
He had the wrist thing. And anyway, point being is I hear him, and I get where he's coming from. I just think that he's a couple months away before even having that discussion currently, right now. The Giants are in a great position to swing a deal and get a legitimate first baseman. Okay, what are you going to do with Kyle Harrison? He's in AAA. What are you going to do with Marco Luciano? You really don't have a spot for him right now.
I'm telling you right now, if I can get a big boy bat, I'm trading both of them and not even hesitate.
Yeah, I think a lot of Giants fans.
And if it's a big boy, like maybe Bryce Eldridge too. Like I'm thinking about it because you know what? Scared money don't make money, Joe. And there was a lot of scared tactics from Farhan Zaidi that I'm tired of.
I hear you.
I think Buster Posey will rip off the Band-Aid, and he will go out. If this team is contending come, you know, July, he will absolutely go out and get someone. Now, who's that someone going to be? I know a lot of people thought Vlad Jr. He got broke off, obviously, with Toronto. That's not happening.
Yeah, that's done.
But, again, we got a lot of season to go here. Sure. There might be guys that you that aren't available now that might become available.
There's no doubt. And I just think they're sitting pretty in actually a really good spot right now. Just continue to win series. Keep plugging forward. But he's not wrong. First base is a giant hole. Now, I can live with my catcher not being this big bat production-wise if you're elite defensively and your mind is really good in terms of how you work against a certain lineup. And Bailey kind of checks those boxes. So I'm not as pressed at the catcher because the catcher production offensively hasn't been great either. I'm not as pressed there. You're getting unbelievable like production from the Matos and Yaz combination, at least from what I expected going into the year. Ramos has played really good. The numbers offensively don't suggest that, but defensively he's been outstanding, and then he's gotten big hits if you've watched the Giants the last 3 weeks. And John Lee is probably their lone all-star. I mean, it's a month into the season. Right. You know,
he's been sick. I love watching Jung-Hoo Lee. We were talking about
it.
I said
fun.
He had an opportunity to be the fan favorite this year, which is with his flair for the dramatic. He's a fun player to watch. It's like the Korean-born, the Japanese-born, that style of just getting out of the box quickly as a lefty.
Yeah.
It's fun because there's always going to be a play.
Beautiful.
Yes, if you just see a little dribbler up, it's like, oh, he has a chance to beat it because he's got the speed.
And it's very relatable, I think, for a lot of people because maybe they can't hit bombs and they're not 6'6", 6'7".
Like me.
But when you can run, you know what the number one thing is that for a little kid practice, what I always say, you start with running. You know why? Some kids can't throw very well. Some kids can't hit very well. But they all can run. Even the slowest kid. And they have fun running the bases.
They
it's the most fun part of being a little leaguer.
Of course, after the game, you go to the, you know, if they still have it, I don't know if they do Sunday day games, right?
Yeah,
where you
do it,
run the bases, whether it's the Coliseum, whether it's Oracle Park. I did both of them as a kid, so it's great. Benny loves doing that. I need to get Benny into T-ball, by the way. He's 5 years old now. That's usually the time when he can start doing it.
Yes.
So just get him out there. Just
I joked with Michelle, we're going to bypass T-ball. We're going straight to 8U.
I was just going to not coach's pitch. You're just going to do that just now?
Actually don't think you should have kids pitching until at least 10, 11 years old.
Okay.
At minimum. I think the game moves too slow. You need to have like 6, 7, 8 at-bats in a game. I want the kids to love the game early on.
I agree because when I was like 8 or 7 years old and they were throwing.
Yeah, they can't throw strikes.
I just kept getting hit the entire time, Joe, and I didn't want to play anymore.
It's a two-hour game of watching a bunch of walks.
By the way, Warriors postseason coverage is brought to you by the Agape Golf Tournament on Monday, April 28th. At Stone Tree Golf Club, presented by Atco Pest Control. Steiny and Goo are going to be broadcasting live from 10 to 2. And if you want to play, go to 957thegame.com and click on the events tab to sign up. All proceeds will benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate Regional Centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area. Shasky and I are playing in that next Monday.
Yeah, I shamed them.
Yeah, really? Yeah, you said we got it. Come on. We got to be out there. I haven't played in a minute. I haven't played since Pinehurst all the way back since last year in North Carolina. That's a flex right there. That's a drop. And by the way, yeah, Bryson DeChambeau came by after they lost because my brother belongs to that club there.
Yeah.
And Bryson DeChambeau obviously winning the U.S. Open there. Recreated his shot, and he signed a lot of memorabilia for my nieces and nephews, so it was really cool. Shout out Bryson. The kids love Bryson. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. So we were talking about Farhan Zaidi, Joe, and just how it's a breath of fresh air without him. And Giants fans, they hated him. Let's just be honest. They hated the Farhan Zaidi era.
What he represented.
There is another general manager out there that is even more hated in his current fan base than Farhan Zaidi was to the San Francisco Giants. That's a tease, people, and it's coming up next on The Morning Roast.
Tune in to 95.7 The Game for Warriors Live, 60 minutes before tip-off every Warriors game throughout the season as we get you ready for the action. Presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff.
Gotta know your roots. I don't think Farhan Zaidi did. And it's Joe Spadoni here talking about the Oakland roots. And they're facing off against Spokane this Saturday, April 27th. And you can catch the game on KTVU Plus or ESPN Plus. Catch the Oakland Roots game, all their home games, I should say, at the Oakland Coliseum. That's right, the Collie's back, baby. We've already done football. We've already done the baseball. No. Soccer is the way to go. Soccer, baby. Let's go. I'm all in on the Oakland Roots. Come out and show your Oakland pride. Both my kids raised in Oakland. They got their Oakland pride. I got my Oakland pride. We're all locked in. Get the cotton candy, get the peanuts, get the Cracker Jacks, get whatever you need to be. Bring your own food, you know, or get the food there. It's delicious. They got a great Mexican selection. They got tacos. They got burritos. God, I can go for a burrito right now. I'm so damn hungry. And the sun is shining. Bring the SPF. Bring the kids out. Get that that vitamin D. You need it. Carter needs it. Sam needs it. We all need it. Go to OaklandRootsSC.com to get your tickets today. That's OaklandRootsSC.com. For those that know, they know. Those that don't, well, you better find out.
Spadoni. This is stinking from the head up.
Yeah, Priest, I would agree. You can hit us up at 888-957-9570. That's the same number to call or text on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. What's up?
You opened the door on this, so let me just oh, God. I want to make sure this is really clear, okay? Like, whether it's the FS1 scandal with some of the different people that were accused.
Joy Taylor, Skip Bayless, etc.
Sure.
It's out there.
Whether it's the Shannon Sharp thing. I just, if this ever happened to me, I would just quit and go away and change my name and never come back. The shame alone, I would not be able to look my family in the face if... Like, if I was accused of the things some of these people have been accused of in the workplace.
All I got to say is it's really, really easy just not to be a creep. And I'm not saying...
No, I hear you.
I agree. PSA for everyone. This is my one thing because I think it's Odyssey's one thing today.
Don't be a creep.
Don't be a creep.
You better be careful.
There you go. That's my one thing. And I'm not saying, you know, Shannon Sharp did anything wrong. I don't know.
These are allegations.
It's an allegation sensation. That's a buck. All right? That's what it is.
And you can go online and Google what... Yes, the allegations are. It's basically a $50 million lawsuit.
It was just the messages that were texted back and forth between the plaintiff and Shannon Sharp. Insane.
Tell all the 12-year-olds that I coach, and especially like the 14-year-olds, and then some of the high schoolers that I've had an opportunity to be in front of.
Be careful.
Well, I say to them, I go, look, man, your social media account, anything that you type, anything that you put in a comment section, anything that you post, anything you text someone, can and will be used against you forever. And something that seems harmless can be perceived in a variety of ways. So, like, for example, I have a bunch of kids that I follow that are high schoolers that I've coached or whatever, and they'll post photos of themselves after a game. They're on the baseball diamond, and they'll put their hood on, and they'll go like this, and I'm putting my arms up on my chest, and they'll do a photo, and I go, you might see this as harmless or looking cool or whatever, but if I'm a potential employer down the line, if I'm a potential college that would be looking at you, or even if I'm a family member or whatever, I'd be like, are you trying to replicate like a gang pose? What are you trying to convey here?
I always
do you
go
get what
back,
I'm saying?
I sound like
the old guy now.
I
sound like the old guy.
I don't know if Sam, well, Sam Carter and I, we're all like early 30s, so we grew up in the social media age when it was just starting. Mm-hmm. So we were in middle school.
But did they teach you in school about this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, cyberbullying became a thing.
I understand that.
No. I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there.
But your profile.
Yes. That is a big thing.
Okay.
During high school, Facebook came out. And yes, I knew people that were doing dumb stuff and said dumb things, and they were screenshotted, and they were either suspended or expelled because that stuff lasts forever. And you can't be an idiot.
No.
And I'm sure
it does
a lot
last
of
forever.
Us, Sam, Carter, myself, we were saying things back then and posting them when it felt okay to say that. And then we went back a couple years later and probably scrubbed it all because, like, yeah, you can't say those words anymore.
Sure.
Like, you can't do that stuff.
I've said words that I regret. There's not a, I'm not holier than thou. I'm not taking some moral stance. I'm just saying that had I grown up in this era, God, I would have been.
Well,
I don't know how I would have made it.
That's why Herm Edwards always said, the pride of Monterey, California, I love Coach Herm. Don't press send.
It's
don't
a great point.
Press send.
What I noticed from like, and I don't want to put my family business out, but I've got some family members that have social media accounts that I follow that are in high school. And what I noticed from them is the growing trend now is no pictures at all on the profile, right?
I've seen that a lot, yeah.
Or one, two, or three curated photos that are very generic and very harmless. You know, for example, like girls, like her and her couple friends at like, what's the big, it's not Coachella, but it's here in San Francisco.
Outside Lands. That's coming up.
You know,
up
them
in
at Outside Lands in sweatshirts, you know, it's not like something that's right. as risque or anything like that. And so I think that's probably the smartest. And I'm sure they have a close friends account, meaning where the green circle goes on IG.
They do what they do now is you don't really post photos. You just post on your story, which deletes after 24 hours. So that's what you do now.
Don't put it out for everyone.
No, you have the close friends.
Exactly.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Am I on your close friends on social, Joe?
I don't do the close friends thing, so I don't
know.
It
might be suggestible.
Put it out there.
I wonder if I'm on Anthony Slater's close friends. I follow him. I don't think he follows me back on social. I'll ask him about it.
Have you ever done any Anthony Slater? Have you ever done any like talking? And we'll get into this GM sound that you have to hear and the Warriors. I promise you, we're gonna
get into the Warriors.
But have you ever done any like speaking to high school or college
the youth
students?
Of America? No, I have not been invited to do so yet. But now that I'm a big shot on this show, maybe I'll get invited.
Well, I've had a few opportunities. One was in front of a bunch of high schoolers at like a journalism thing, and not that I'm some journalism expert.
Wow.
But like one of my jokes, and I do this to some of the baseball teams, I'll be like, all right, pull out your phones. Everybody pull out your phones. All right. Search me right now on Instagram, ButcherBoy415, right? And they'll all start typing it. And I go, look at my profile. What is on my profile, right? Whether it's the stories, whatever. It will be stuff that I'm promoting for work. It will be sports.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be family.
Yep.
Very curated. I want you, when you see like, and again, there's other things I'm into, but like, when you look at my profile, I just assume there's going to be no context. No one's going to have to explain anything. It's pretty straightforward.
Right.
So if I'm not comfortable sharing with the world, then I don't put it on my profile, because if you click on for the first time ever, I want you to feel comfortable. And then my running joke is, now I want you to hit, you know, follow,
yeah.
You know, and then they all start laughing and I go, see, now I've gotten you to follow something.
Look at you.
Brand, you know,
look
all that
at
stuff.
You
like that,
you're
don't
so
you?
Proud of it. You look at the smile on your face. Like,
well, because you want to drive
motivational
people
speaker,
to follow
basically.
Your stuff.
No, know? I know. It's good. It's good. Anthony Slater, 8:30. And by the way, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors joining Willard and Dibbs today, 4 o'clock. Be there or be square. That is appointment radio. And that's courtesy of the River Islands guest line, Joe. Speaking of Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors, as we pivot from LaShannon Sharp to this, I mentioned and I teased it, you know, Farhan Zaidi's Q rating, probably the lowest outside of maybe John Fisher here in the Bay Area when it comes to executives or ownership in the Bay. I think it pales in comparison to what Nico Harrison has done in Dallas, general manager of the Mavericks. Going back, remember, Joe, the Jimmy Butler thing. We've all been in the Jimmy Butler mania these last couple months. Outside of our bubble, nationally, it's been Luka Doncic.
It's been insane.
And it's still like, and so we talked about, our first show together was reacting to Luka being a Laker when I first got this job. That was seems like forever ago, right?
But that's what made a huge mistake.
No. Bonte was so excited to talk about it that Friday with all of us. It was insane. And, well, Bonte thought it was a huge mistake by the Lakers getting rid of Anthony Davis.
That was your first show?
That was the
official,
first show.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy, right? And that
it's
whole
funny
week,
how you never forget things like that.
Never. And that was Super Bowl week, and we didn't talk a lick of the Super Bowl because it was all basketball, right?
Chiefs and Eagles.
Right? But Nico Harrison, I don't think anyone's Q rating has fallen more in these last few months. The Mavericks aren't even in the playoffs, and this guy is getting front row coverage like he is in the first round. Take a listen to the back and forth when he was first made available to the media yesterday for their season-ending presser for the Dallas Mavericks. Here's a little back and forth snippet between one of the reporters and the GM, Nico Harrison of the Dallas Mavericks.
You know, when Luka comes back to town, the Lakers game's happening, and you're standing there, and there's thousands of people chanting for you to be fired. That's an experience that none of us, you know, no one's chanting for our, you know, for us to lose our jobs. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here. And I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick. I think you add in Rick. The leadership that we have is really elite. And you'll see next year when our team comes back, we're going to be competing for a championship.
When you have to respond and have a couple seconds in between, why shouldn't you be fired with a, yeah. And I'm sorry, Nico Harrison, I don't think he can change his voice. It's the way he speaks. He's very soft-spoken. That gave me 0.0% confidence. Like, he should have already been fired because of the move a couple months ago. I think we could all agree on that. It was one of the worst in the history of the NBA. Maybe the worst in the history of sports. Like, I don't even care if Luka Doncic doesn't do anything with the Lakers. It was just the value of that deal was awful. It was putrid. Horrible. You know, if you're Nico Harrison, what you say is, say it with conviction. Whether you believe it or not, I don't care. You need to speak on it and say, you know what?
I agree.
I was in the finals last year. We were in the finals last year. You know, yeah, Luka was a big part of that. You know who else was a big part of that, who I helped bring in? Kyrie Irving. Had he not gotten injured this year, you know what? Like, that's...